This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فيقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل أيام الدنيا أيام العشر. The best days of the year are the days of the 10 of Dhul-Hijjah. In this hadith, he, alayhi salatu wassalam, and it is a great ni'mah to hear that from him, because otherwise, how would we know what are the days that are best and most pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla unless he tells us? So in this hadith, we get the ni'mah of knowing that the days of Dhul-Hijjah, among all the days of the year, are the best and most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that means that in comparison, that they are even superior to the days of Ramadan. Even though the nights of Ramadan are better. But I want you to imagine that these days are better than the days of Ramadan. And consider all the attention that we give to Ramadan, all the emphasis, all the effort, all the attention that communally, globally, we attach to Ramadan. And it deserves all of this. And yet, he alayhi salatu wasalam says that these days of Dhul-Hijjah are even better. And that presents an opportunity and a challenge. It's an opportunity because it's a season of ibadah that we desperately need. It's Allah's rahmah that He gives us these seasons. You finish Ramadan and you encounter Dhul-Hijjah. You finish Dhul-Hijjah and you encounter Muharram. And in between you have Fridays. Because you need these days to remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal, because we forget and we become so distant from Him. We need the opportunity to reattach, to rectify, to increase our iman, to work for the hereafter as we are toiling for the dunya, to work for the hereafter and invest in it. We need opportunities to be close to Allah Azza wa Jal so that the pressures of the dunya do not get to us, so that we can counter the whispers of the shaitan, so we can walk the straight path. So where is this strength going to come from? Except from attaching ourselves to what Allah Azza wa Jal loves. Except through taking advantage of these days and these nights to do what we can for the sake of the akhirah and for the sake of the dunya.